B-Pod Studios.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
It's National Singles Week, and they're making it harder for you to get out of being single now because a lot of dating sites, what they're going to do is they're going to fix your face, as in get rid of the Snapchat filters and all that stuff that you add to your profile pics. Melissa.
Hey.
So you're going to have to show the real you. You know what, though? But
stop hating.
I don't agree with that because people lie on their profiles, on their bios and stuff like that. So you should be able to
take the lying to the next level.
Hey, listen, it's like when you go to Vegas. When you go to Vegas and you're lying to the person that you're talking to, you know that they're lying to you about themselves. It's a mutual understanding of lies.
I guess. I mean, I don't have a problem. I mean, like Melissa says that it's one of many pictures that she has.
If it's your
only picture, then that's kind of a problem.
I think I have 8 photos on one particular, the one, is it Plenty of Fish, you said, Pebs, that they're actually, I have 8, I think, on that site. And I think the one with the filter is like 7 pictures in. So it's definitely not the featured photo, and it's not one you'll see unless you're really interested and you're swiping through.
Why are you putting one of the best ones so far deep in the mix?
No, because I don't think that the filtered one is the best one.
Oh.
Why? What are you trying to say?
nothing at all. Anyway, so we have guys on the phone right now.
This ain't about me.
So we have guys on the phone who are trying to talk. Pebbles actually enjoys being single. But we have guys, the challenge this week is to try and talk her out of enjoying being single. So
gentlemen are calling up and just picture like, you know, penalty shot in hockey or in soccer, and you always, usually you see that and you're like, oh my God, the goalie's screwed. In Pebble's case, the person taking the shot is screwed because no one's even coming close to scoring with some of the stuff they're saying. But we're still getting the attempts, which I appreciate. At 617-288-1969. Oh, we got to tell you about the guy who, by the way, after we take some of these calls, there's a dude who offered Pebbles money.
Oh!
We'll talk about that
like
in a little
bit. Like a good amount of money, too. Not like $25.
Put it this way. We're trying to talk Pebbles into going on the date just because the dude's willing to, like... that kind of sounds prostitute-y. I'll explain in a second, though. Let's talk to Ian here. Go ahead, Ian.
Yes. How you doing?
Good. I think Pebbles is warming up. I think you got her at the perfect time. What's your line?
Good morning, Pebbles. How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, I just want to take you to Jamaica, all right? For you to relax yourself, get your mind right. You know what I mean? Because I know you're probably frustrated of all these callers calling in, not hearing what you want to hear.
A trip to Jamaica is going to want me not be single.
I mean, that's a good point.
This isn't how Stella got her groove back.
Were you planning to have sex on this trip to Jamaica, Ian?
No.
Well, in that case, can I go with you? Because I'd love
to go. Is it all inclusive?
definitely. It has to be. Nothing less.
There it is. So Melissa and I will meet you at the airport. All right, let's see who this is.
Oh, no, you can take the third.
Jamie?
She's practicing.
Are you rehearsing your lines? What's going on over there?
Yeah. I'm trying to get it right.
All right,
okay.
Go for it.
Hey, Miss Pebbles, if I can be your cocoa, both of us together, we can make some chocolate milk.
What?
Okay, I'm going to need you to say that one more time.
I said, Miss Pebbles, if I can be your cocoa, both of us together, we can make some chocolate milk.
If I could be your cocoa, both of us together, you can make some chocolate milk.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Melissa, you over there clapping, right?
Yeah. I know, Pebs. No,
you
listen.
Tell me that would work on you.
I'm not saying that.
On you, Melissa, that means you must get the worst.
Listen, I just think.
I'm still trying to figure out what he meant.
wait. Does that mean that you, you're chocolate too? Or are you white chocolate and the cocoa caramel?
I'm a little bit of both. I'm a mix, but I'm some white chocolate.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, some white chocolate.
Some
chocolate milk.
Yeah. Now I'm hungry.
Stop.
I don't think it's working.
Oh,
I think you need to work on your recipe. All right, let's take
He's
one
no
more.
Rachel Ray, that's for sure.
Hell no. Josh, go ahead, Josh. Let's see what you got going on.
I'm not going to try to spit no game because I have no game.
Excellent. That's a good start.
Good morning. I hear you on the radio every morning. You do have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And that's all I got to say. One day.
You know what? Appreciate that better than the other guy.
Leave on a high note.
Exactly.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now do the.
Pebbles,
I'm not
going to
be like one of these guys.
Trying
to say,
no,
stop. Stop talking.
Right.
Stop talking.
You at least creaked open the door a little bit.
You're leaving her with mystery. So the last thing you should do is keep talking. And please, whatever you do, don't send her a pic.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.